Welcome, welcome, welcome to the third podcast with Tim and Calvin, the White Trash Cast. We got a couple things on our plate today, a couple things that pissed me off, and we'll get to those a little later. Right now, let's talk about me and my shaved noggin.
That's right. Calvin has shaved his head.
Yep.
And I've known him for 3 years now. And this is something he does every year. It's actually kind of smart. He grows this fucking Davy Jones, the monkey's kind of mop. And then when it finally eclipses his eyes and he can't see, like a shaggy fucking dog, he shaves it.
Yep. And usually it's around springtime when I shave it, but I was getting a little impatient. Got a little pissed off and ran straight to Walgreens, grabbed myself some brand new nice clippers, and shaved them shits off. So here I am, bald, like a skinhead.
That's true. He's like Remy from Higher Learning.
Yep. And let me just tell you right now, I got a little trigger happy with these clippers. After I used them on my head, I go, wait a minute. Let's see what these bad boys can do downstairs in the nether regions. Jesus, it's a
So this is the first time you've done some manscaping.
No, this is not the first time.
I was just
like the hedges were kind of getting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Trimming hedges. That's
looks
it.
Like Gandalf's beard.
Yeah, if it, yeah. I don't let it get too long. So I was like, yeah, might as well try these bad boys out.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah, that's neat. Hey, on the bright side, though, your eyebrows really stand out now. So
yeah.
You got that going for you.
Oh, yeah, I've got eyebrows like fucking caterpillar.
Yeah, before, because you grow white trash style beard.
Yep.
And the one place he can consistently grow, it's on his chin, kind of like a nutsack. And with his fucking monkey's haircut. You know, you couldn't really tell. It didn't stand out, but now that shit stands out.
Oh, yeah. I really brought out my facial features when I shaved my head. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I wonder what the ladies are going to think about that.
They're not going to like it. My wife already is pissed off. Your wife came downstairs earlier and got this weird look on her face.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't like change, so I don't know.
Republican, eh?
Eh? Hey, what's going on, eh?
A Canadian Republic.
Yeah, we're in Winnipeg, eh? Yeah, yeah, I don't even know what to say about that. It's interesting stuff. But, and you gotta forgive me, I got a cold, I sound like shit. I'm gonna sound like fucking, one of the gold girls over here, I don't know.
I'm getting there, we need to stop snowballing.
Well, that didn't happen.
That's only
in the dreams.
That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I'm shaving downstairs, and I get a little too trigger happy, and I literally rip a chunk out of my ball sack.
How big of a chunk are we talking about? Like a straight-up chunk, like a razor took it off, or is it one of those things where... The clippers, because they go across each other, it just like pinched your sack.
It was a pinch, and I thought it was a minor pinch, and I look closer, and there is just blood gushing out of my ball sack. I was worried. Turns out it was about the size of, I don't know. Once I got it cleaned up, I took a good look. It was rather small. It wasn't that bad, but that thing was bleeding for a good half hour.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, you know, that it would bleed like that.
Yeah, I was trying to watch sumo wrestling to keep myself down so that it didn't start pumping. I don't know if it works like that, but I wasn't really watching sumo wrestling.
I was going to say, you're probably watching sumo wrestling to get yourself up. I don't know.
No. Oh, boy. You know, that's my secret. If I don't want to come in bed, I just think of sumo wrestling. It keeps me going for at least another 15 minutes.
15 minutes, damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty decent. Yeah, I always wonder, I remember growing up, and, you know, before you have sex or whatever, and it's put up on a pedestal in our country, whatever. I'm not going to get into that bullshit, but, you know, I don't know about you, but I always worried about my performance. Like, am I doing well? Like, is this chick going to think that I'm just some sort of fucking invalid that can't use my dick? Or, you know, am I doing good? And, you know, as I got older, I like to think I did pretty well, you know. I never got any complaints to my face. I'm sure there were complaints. Yeah. Who can lie about that? But I got some positive feedback on multiple occasions, so that's good.
Yeah,
you know.
I actually have troubles with sexy time unless she's enjoying it. I cannot, like, if she's sitting there crying because of father issues, there's no way that I can come because I know she's not enjoying it. It's really weird.
See, that's funny because the more damage, the faster I'm going to go.
Oh, God.
I just need a damaged woman. I'm talking just the lowest of the low. That's the best for me.
No,
you know, my biggest fear is, you know, STDs. Luckily, I'm married, you know, whatever. So I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. But, you know, before I was married, totally paranoid about the STDs, like in a big way. And the problem with that is, for me, is I really like, unfortunately, and I don't know why, but the trashier the better.
White trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trashier the better. Problem is, at the same time, I see this smoking hot 10 coming out of the trailer park. Like, man, holy shit. But at the same time, I'm thinking there's probably some problems going on in there. So it really made for a tumultuous young love life, I'm not going to lie.
And on a side note, a 10 coming out of the trailer park is an 8. So whenever you see a girl that is, it looks like she could be an 8, and you find out she's from the trailer park, you automatically add 2 points to whatever her original score was.
Oh, yeah, especially if they, you know, wash their hair regularly or...
oh, yeah, bonus.
And a lot of women don't wash their hair regularly because it has something to do with the oils and the volume and the fucking who knows. But I'm talking like the greasy, like... You worked at Taco Bell for 37 straight days. You didn't wash your hair, and you dipped it in a fucking vat of oil, rubbing Crisco on that shit. We've all seen them. It's a terrible sight. Yeah. You don't want to see that.
Oh, horrible. Horrible. Yep. But sometimes those are the kind of ladies I like, too. But I don't know. I honestly haven't had an extensive sex life, so I don't know what I like. I just know that I know...
Well, hopefully it's vagina. Around.
Yeah, definitely vagine. However, if I'm looking around a room, I can't go, oh, yeah, I banged a girl like you and like you and like you. So, I don't know. I'm just going out on a limb, and my nature says, hey, I want to bang this trashy woman.
I wouldn't call myself a man whore by any means, but, you know, I did some stuff. You know, in my day, I didn't get married. Wow, that actually sounded really good in my head for a second. And then I was going to say, I didn't get married until I was 23. So maybe I am a man whore. Holy fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I come from a small town. And, you know, I'm not too terribly bad looking. And I probably lost my virginity a little sooner than most.
Yep.
You know, kick-started the old campaign there, if you will. And so, you know, I just got a lot of shots in early, you know, kind of like somebody fighting Ali. You know, he's doing that fucking rope-a-dope.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm taking advantage of that. And, you know, and it's true, the rope-a-dope worked because I tired myself out.
Yeah.
There was actually a year when I was in my early, I think I was maybe 20, maybe between 20 and 21 where I basically didn't date a girl or anything for the better part of a year, and I was totally content. Watched a lot of cold case files.
Oh, yeah.
Drank some good micro brews.
Mm.
That's not to say I didn't have needs. I mean, I'm married and I have sex regularly, and it's great, and we have a good relationship. And I still jerk off 3 times a day sometimes. So you can imagine what it was like then. It was It's pretty crazy. I had to invest a lot in lotions. You know, you don't want blisters. Then people are just wondering what's going on down there. So
yep, it's almost like you got herpes, only you don't. What happened?
Exactly. I think that was kind of implied, but good point.
Yeah, herpes. Okay, herpes is bad. Okay.
Yeah, lesions on the old Luftschwanz.
All right, enough about my shitty sex life and my jealousy of Tim's. Let's move on to Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's.
So, what did you do on Valentine's Day?
Made reservations at a nice little restaurant. I'm gonna take it down a notch. So I made reservations at a nice little restaurant. Me and the wife.
Yeah.
Gonna go out.
Keep talking.
Oh, it was gonna be real fucking sexy. But you know, that was cut short because my wife got laryngitis. Oh. And on top of that, walking pneumonia.
Oh, that's terrible shit.
So I basically watched shit on my DVR, which, you know, that's fine. Valentine's Day, it's a made-up fucking holiday as far as I'm concerned. It's a holiday made up by businesses, so you buy more shit.
Yep.
So, whatever. I didn't care. Women like it. My wife didn't care because she wasn't feeling good. So I didn't do a goddamn thing.
See some flowers and a box of chocolates over there on the coffee table.
Yeah, I got her flowers and a box of chocolates. I didn't want her to cry.
Yeah, crying.
You know, she enjoyed it. I actually, I produced that vase of flowers myself.
Fancy.
I bought them separately and inserted them at my will.
Yeah, I like insertion.
Yeah,
not in my butt, but in other people's vaginas is what I meant. Back to sex again. What the fuck is wrong with me? So yeah. Anyway, I bought my wife. Well, let's start off with what she bought me. She bought me a Darth Vader bobblehead that had his arms open, and it said, "I love you, Sith, much," which is, but I found it a week early. It was dangling around in the living room. She seemed kind of upset. And then Valentine's Day came around. I wished her happy Valentine's Day in the morning, and then I realized that I did not get her anything. So while I was at Walgreens getting my ball trimmer, I also bought her a bottle of pink Moscato.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, so I bought her a bottle of wine hoping to make things better, and it did. I think she might have cried herself to sleep if I didn't get her that, though. Honestly, I think it saved the day, like the Walgreens display. Like, hey, don't forget your wife, you dumb fucks. Grab some of this shit. So I did. Worked out great.
Yeah, it's really quite genius. And I gotta say, nothing is more romantic than the Valentine's Day gift from Walgreens.
Yep.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, really.
Yeah. Yep. I asked her if she wanted anything. She said no. But
No, you can't.
No, not for Valentine's Day. At Walgreens, I called her and was like, hey, I'm at Walgreens. Do you need anything? We don't get things for each other usually, but she got me a fucking Sith doll, so now I gotta go grab something for her.
That's an interesting gift, a Sith doll.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Yep.
But hey, what are you gonna do, right?
I'm dark sided. Ultimately, I've fuck light sides for fucking idiots. I didn't stutter problem there. I was going to say something bad, but I don't know. Can we use fag on here?
You can say fag if you want.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If any homosexuals attempt to become fans, they might.
No, dude, I don't mean it towards. I'm just saying.
Listen, there's a whole lot of dudes that have that exact same thought process.
I don't.
People are just so sensitive.
Okay, then let's just say light side is for funny-looking people. How about that one?
I just had a thought. Do you have problems? Like, if your wife, like, if she's ever asked for, like, tampons or anything like that at the store, has that bothered you?
No.
Like, it doesn't bother me either. I actually think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I do too.
Before my wife didn't have the baby making gear, if she needed something like that, I would go, and on a lot of occasions, I would try to find the weirdest thing to go with it, like combinations. So, like, I remember one time I went and bought two boxes of tampons. One was the one she wanted, and one was heavy flow, just because the other ones were the light flow, so it was like the complete opposite side of the spectrum.
Yep.
And since it was a period situation, I was like, I'm going to, like, I wanted to try this lube that I saw at the store. So I thought, I think it'd be pretty funny if I take these two different sized tampons, right? So as if there's two women sharing a cycle, yeah, as they might. But at the same time, I'm buying Astroglide or whatever it was. And I would do shit like that just to see the expression on these people's faces.
Well, it's like, I would see it as a dude, a cash ringer, whatever the fuck you call those guys. I'd see it as like a cashier. How about that?
Cash ringer.
Cash ringer.
Fucking cash ringer millionaires. Holy shit.
So, yeah, if I saw that, I'd be like, she's on her period. He wants to do it in the butt. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's a dude thinking, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's usually women that are cashiers, if you think about it.
Yeah. Or people with Down syndrome.
No, you're thinking greeters.
Oh.
Wait, are we talking about Walmart?
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
God, I don't either.
It.
I can't fucking breathe.
I went on this little fucking mind boggle, and then I forgot everything. I had a bunch of shit in my head. Boom. Gone.
Yeah, by the way, before we go any further, we were geared up and ready to start this 3 hours ago. Didn't work out. We do this at my house. Calvin lives in multiple locations. It's a long story. It's not a transient. Anyway.
I'm not a trainee either.
Yeah, he's not a trainee. So we get here. We're ready to go. We're using Calvin's computer. Shit. He doesn't have his power cord. I've got way too many computers in the house. You know, old, new, whatever. Nothing matches. Nothing's charging his computer. So, take that back a couple hours. Before he came over, I went and bought a new mixer, which is why this doesn't sound like shit today.
Sounds a little better, doesn't it? You little fuckers. Huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, we're trying to, you know, upscale ourselves. And I bought a new computer. This Windows 8 bullshit that looks like a fucking tablet. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. It was sending me into a fit of rage because it wouldn't accept the software for this fucking thing. So the whole reason I got a new computer is my laptop was broken. Like, there's all these purple dots all over it, and the guy at the computer repair place said it's something to do with the motherboard. To fix it would be probably like $400 or $500, you know, so might as well buy a new one. So I just stuffed it in a case somewhere. But anyway, long story short, the
too
computer
late.
That I stuffed in a case, fuck you. Explanations take time, prick. We're using my broken computer that I was allegedly replacing with the new one. So, and it's working fucking great.
Dude, and let me tell you, I wanted to castrate myself after forgetting that power cord because I had it all packed up. I was so excited. I'm coming to Tim's house and I get here, whip out my laptop and turns out forgot the fucking power cord. Can you believe that shit?
Coincidentally, what he did not forget, two items in particular, his Pall Malls,
yep,
and his American Patriot beer.
Holy shit, yeah, I'm drinking the shit out of some American Patriot today. That just sounds like a good quality beer for White Trash Cast. So I was like, you know what, I'll give it a try. And it's, I'll put it one step above Bud Light. How about that one?
I don't know. It looks like Fox News beer.
It looks like Family Guy beer. Pawtucket.
It does. Yeah, it really does. I'm drinking PBR. Not because it's the new in thing with these douchebags that wear the tight pants, but because I got an 18-pack for $9.50, and I think it tastes good. So.
Yeah, fuck you, Carl. But yeah, there's a mug Tim's drinking out of. It's like a fucking 10-gallon fish tank. He's got so much. I think he poured, what, three beers into that mug?
Yeah, it's a 40-ounce German beer stein. Not a stein, this giant beer mug I got from a German pub.
It's a German. There he is, going to his Aryan pubs again. Holy shit.
Well, sometimes you just want to be with your people, you know, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, he trimmed his beard.
I did trim my beard. I was looking pretty scraggly. I looked like one of those fucking dudes out of Braveheart. So, well, actually, not really. It wasn't that long, but the precursor to the dude in fucking Braveheart.
Yeah.
So now I'm nice and I got a nice little respectable beard going on.
Clean shaven. Did you use trimmers for that?
I did.
Yep.
Coincidentally, not trimmers I use on my balls.
Yeah, well, let me tell you.
And by the way, speaking of trimming your balls, you got to be careful because if you go behind the balls in the taint area,
yep,
that's just opened up a whole bag of worms.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in, that stuff kind of touches and not really overlaps, but there's some friction there regardless.
Yep.
And if you shave there, bad juju. Because when that shit gets about a quarter of an inch long, it's like your left ass cheek is attacking your right ass cheek, and it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it's almost like
or your gooch crease, whatever you want. So I recommend against it, personally. But you know, trial and error, really. You know, that's how you learn these things.
Yep.
So what are you gonna do? You know, you just got to go with it, and you know, you live and you learn. So
what were we talking about?
I don't even know.
All right.
Shaving the taint.
Shaving the taint. That's over with. I think we're finished with that. We should move on to the next topic.
Yes. The next topic indeed.
Slam dunk competition is what is written down on this piece of paper. And let me bring this up. This year's slam dunk competition, it just happened tonight. I watched the last half of it where supposedly the most incredible dunks are supposed to be happening. And let me tell you, I was let down like a son of a bitch this year.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I'm so used to seeing your Dominique Wilkins and your Michael Jordans and your fucking Vince Carters and all your hot shit. Well, I've noticed that throughout the years, the good dunkers are actually starting to bow out and just sit on the sidelines and fucking watch all the amateur pieces of shit go at it. And it's really starting to piss me off. I think after this year, I'm boycotting the slam dunk competition because it was shit.
I don't know. You can make the case that, you know, the veterans, if you will, are making way for the new guys to have a chance.
Yeah, but I think another issue is in the contract, it says, hey, don't fucking go out and do something stupid because that'll cost us millions of fucking dollars. So, I don't know. I'd never heard a story about that. I would like to know about it, though. I will do some research this week.
I don't know, man. I've seen some dunks that are pretty cool, but all in all, you know, it's like, okay. So, you're 6'4". You got a 22-inch vertical. You're running. You pass the ball to yourself under your leg, and then you put your arm in a circle. I just,
Yep, I agree. But,
home run derby, there you go.
It's pretty entertaining. There is, however, a cool-ass slam dunk if you want to look it up. I don't remember the guy's name. All I know is that he brought out this thing that was covered in a blanket this year. And everybody's like, what the fuck is that? He dunks over it, and then everybody's cheering for him, and he pulls off the cover, and he fucking painted himself doing that dunk over his own painting. And it was like, I was like, holy shit, that was a pretty good painting. I was pretty impressed by that.
I don't buy that he fucking painted it.
I think he did, because they were talking about how artistic he was before the dunk, which tells me that it's like fucking WWF wrestling. Oh no, what's gonna happen here, Jerry the King or whatever the fuck his name is? Like, they knew it was coming.
Exactly. That doesn't mean that he painted it.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right. Ah, shit.
Because I see that the totally opposite way. Like, he leaked it to the announcers. Hey, I got this painting of me doing this dunk, and it wasn't even that good of a dunk.
Yeah, it was your basic dunk. I just like the fact that he showed his picture of himself dunking after. I thought it was cool. It was like, you want a snapshot of this? Fucking here you go.
I get the creativity behind it.
Yeah, this is fucking boring. Let's move on.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Recording woes. We already talked about those. What's next? Giant glass PBR. We already talked about that. Yeah, fuck. American Patriot. What the fuck? We already talked about all this shit.
Yeah, we don't have to read off the list for everybody to hear.
Well, we're just walking them through. What else are we going to talk about here?
Oh, well, we still got an FMK.
Yeah, we'll save that. We've got, we're only 25 minutes into this.
I do want to mention that I realize this is new. We have our friends that listen. I don't know if you guys are passing it on or if we're just that bad. I don't know. I don't really care. But the point is, we're not getting any emails, and I really enjoy giving advice.
Let me go on my rant real quick. This is what I was pissed off about. Last week, we got one email, and I'm going to admit, yeah, we fucking knew the guy, okay? But, not one other person this week can send us one fucking email, not one banger hang, not one fucking FMK, not one piece of advice. Please, I am begging you to keep this podcast going because we will run out of shit. Fucking send us some emails. I'm strangling this microphone right now. Please, fucking send us something. WhiteTrashCast@gmail.com.
That sounds like desperation, man, and I get it. I really do. It's almost like, half-baked. You ever suck dick for weed?
Yeah, I'd suck dick for an email
You ever suck dick for a yay or nay or a fucker banger hang?
Banger hang, dude. That just sounds funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny, banger hang. Seems kind of brutal, too, really.
Yep.
It's not like, I wouldn't fuck her. It's like, I wouldn't fuck her so much I want to hang her. And that's pretty rough right there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
My opinion, though.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Bang or hang. Fuck.
Bang or hang.
Dude, I'm begging you, just send us an email, something, anything we can talk about, because we're already only 27 minutes into this thing and we're already fucking trying to find a way to fight dead time.
We'll be fine. Sorry, I can't breathe. I'm getting sick yet again for what seems like the 45th fucking time since it actually got cold, and it's not desirable.
I think I'm going to hold my microphone like a fucking wine glass from now on, like a chalice. Say, hey, bitches, look at my fucking chalice.
I understand what he's saying about the chalice thing, but from my vantage point, it looks like he's cupping some balls. So, mainly because microphones look like balls at the end.
Oh, God, they do, don't they?
Yeah, it's not quite like a dick. You know, the end of a dick I call the bell end because it looks like a bell.
Yep.
But you could call it the bell end of the microphone. It works.
Yep. So
got a graduated shaft, which means it's smart because it went to school.
Yeah. You know? Graduate? What the
I don't know.
So did this fucking microphone graduate from high school? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was a shitty joke. That's what I'm saying.
You got his grade 11? Grade 12?
Fucking got working on my grade 10 right there.
Oh, more Trailer Park Boys. Fuck you guys got to see that shit. I'm
getting two birds
you.
Stoned at once, man. Okay. What are you going to do? Yeah. Got to go with it. Got to fucking take it to the next fucking level. So what do you guys want to talk about? I mean, really.
Yeah, come on.
What's on your mind?
See what happens when we don't get emails?
See what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
See what
That's
happens,
what you really
Larry?
Gotta know.
Oh, the Big Lebowski, whenever he says, see what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass, when it's edited on the air, of course, whatever, fuck it. Yeah, he says, see what happens, Larry, when you find a stranger in the Alps.
Really?
Yep.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so
who came up with that bullshit?
I don't know, but I think it's hilarious. I think they might have done it on purpose because it's so ridiculous.
The funny thing about it is, like, they make such a big deal about it, right? It's fiction. It's a narrative that somebody put together. And at the end of the day, I'm one of those people, hey, if you don't want to fucking watch it, don't watch it. If you don't want your kids to watch it, don't let your kids watch it. There's plenty of tools there in your fucking arsenal of bad parenting that can keep them from doing that. That said, I can't tell you how many times I'm a big hockey fan. I'm a big every sports fan, especially contact sports. I can't tell you how many times I'm watching football or hockey, and they're mouthing fuck and shit, and it's very clear. Like, you don't have to be a lip reader. But especially hockey, they mic some of the players up, and, you know, it's on NBC primetime or whatever, these big games sometimes. And they're like, let's go down to the ice and see what they're saying. And it's like, fuck you, motherfucker. And they're like, oh, it's very heated down there on the ice. Yeah. It's like, and those motherfuckers don't get fined. Why? Because they're dudes beating the shit out of each other on a fucking slab of ice.
Yeah, there's no point in trying to hide it. I think it really brings out a different aspect in the game in football, hockey, every contact sport. Whenever there's, I'm a firm believer that whenever you cuss, you do it because you want to emphasize something. Like if I said something without cussing, it sounds like a little bitch. But if I fucking cuss in the middle of it, then it brings out more emotion. And I think using your cuss words in the right area is key to success in life.
Yeah, very emphatic. Plus, like, my thinking is nowadays, you know, I didn't have a computer at home till I was 14 or something. I'm okay with computers. Kids nowadays are fucking amazing with computers. And parents, a lot of parents have always sheltered their kids, you know, and quite frankly, of the good friends I've had in my life, the sheltered ones turned out the worst. All of them, really. Every sheltered friend I had turned out pretty bad comparative to everybody else.
Agreed.
But, you know, nowadays, so you get some mom from fucking, I don't know, Boise, Idaho, who's bitching about, oh my God, somebody said shit on primetime, or like, you know, the whole Janet Jackson nipple slip, and God forbid her 12-year-old kid sees that. Meanwhile, you know, when he's being banished to his room, or that's where he spends all his time because fucking nobody seems to play outside anymore, kids-wise, he fucking knows how to use the internet. He can get around those parental blockers. You know, mom's worried about some fucking nipple slip on TV. Meanwhile, he's watching like 19 Brazilian dudes tag one chick, and oh fuck, there's a donkey involved, and then, you know, who knows what else is going on. You know, there's fucking shit flying everywhere, and there's, you know, and it's like, oh my God, God forbid my kid heard shit on the television, you know. And if you're not there to watch your kid, what are you doing? You know, I don't know. I don't want to go off.
Another a good example of that, when I was in high school, my parents used to ground me by taking away my video games and the computer. So what's that mean? With no computer, that means I have nothing to rely on but my spank bank for masturbation. And back then, you didn't get your streaming porn. You just got a porn site with maybe pictures and a bunch of fucking viruses on your computer. But now, I mean, shit, there's some good porn sites out there. And I, whenever I got my computer taken, and I had a Nintendo 64 at the time, to be smart, all my stepdad did was take the fucking plug that plugged into the monitor out of the computer and hide it, and then he took my controllers and hid it. That's it. So I outsmarted him. Little did he know that the same fucking plug-in worked on the printer, so I would take the plug from the printer and just plug it into the back of the monitor, and then boom, I got my computer again, and I borrowed a Nintendo 64 controller from a friend of mine, so I could play video games again. And so, parents, if you think you're taking shit away from your kids, fucking look again. And don't be an idiot. Just fucking straight up break it. That's what I'm trying to say here. Just smash it over your knee so you can see the pain in their face.
Wow. I really didn't think that's where you were taking that.
Well, I'm just saying, watch out what the fuck your kids do. Because I know my daughter, she's already 7 years old, and she's trying to pull that sneaky shit on me. And no siree, Bob. Knee across the face.
Nay says I.
Nay says I. No says regular can of backer. No says I. Ninja star. That's a joke. I don't really knee my kid in the face.
See, I thought when you said little did he know, I thought you were going to say little did he know, since we didn't have robust porn sites back then, that you knew where his porn collection was, and that's also where he hid your power cord and your controller. So not only did you get your shit back, but you You went and fucking spanked off on your TV.
God, no. I actually searched all over the house for that shit, and I could not fucking find it. I had no idea where he put my shit.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I did a little research. I did a little fucking CSI shit around the house and realized all I need is another controller, and boom, printer's got the same fucking plug.
See, that those were tough times because, like, if somewhere in your house there was, say, a porn movie, right? Most people don't have tons of porn movies. So you got one porn movie in your house.
Yep.
VHS, okay? So there's a couple things here. Starting off with the scene in which that was stopped is where whoever was watching that last finished.
Ugh.
So that's disturbing on a whole lot of levels.
Gross.
But more importantly to you.
Hold on. Hopefully it's not stopped with a dude ripping his asshole in half trying to show off what he's got in the trunk.
Okay.
Yep.
Hopefully not.
Because if it is, you need to have a talk with your stepdad.
Right, but then you watch it, right? You take it to your room or wherever you got a VCR and nobody's home. Maybe you're in the living room. Who knows, with the window open. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you tell yourself, all right, so this thing was stopped at this time, at this part in the scene, so you can put it back, right? And you have every intention of doing that.
Yep.
But you get so caught up in the moment, and by the time you finally let loose that baby batter,
yep,
you've brain dumped it all.
I call it Bisquick.
So you don't so you don't even really have time to enjoy it. You blow. Then you're like, oh, wow. And you get that momentary euphoria come over you, and then it's over, and it was almost a waste because panic.
Yep.
Because you don't want to be caught, and you're like, where the fuck did they stop this fucking porn? And then sometimes you have to go back so far, and you get confused that you're jerking off again, but that's a whole other ball game, you know.
Yep, been there.
So, I don't know, just a thought.
Oh, here's an interesting story. After this, I really got to pee, so just take it over after this for about 30 seconds. I was, the really creepy thing was, whenever me and my buddy, we had the same porn, we both dug into the same porn stash, which means we were beaten off in the same magazines. Yeah, I didn't think it was gross at the time, but now I look back. Very disturbing.
You might as well have been jerking each other off, really.
I don't know about
little double dutch rudder action.
No.
Oh, you're just working the arm in that situation.
No.
You're not really touching the cock.
No,
so.
Here we go again with the skiing and double dutching. it's in fucking jump rope, and this is real fucking life.
Just saying.
This
shit.
Is scared straight, motherfucker.
Scared straight? Is that an implication that you weren't originally straight?
Ooh, does that mean everybody on that show's gay?
I don't think so. They're definitely hood, most of them.
Mind fucking boggler. But anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, me and my buddy beating up to the same porn stash. And we had a super secret area we kept it in. It was really weird. It was off in the woods.
That's funny.
But to keep it away from our parents, I had a toolbox that had a lockbox on it. And he supplied the prawn, and we would go down into the woods. We knew, like, at this tree trunk, you take a right, and boom, we knew what tree trunk the toolbox was hidden in, and we knew where the key was around the area. And whenever we wanted to wank it, we'd just take our bike down into the woods, wank it, and come back up.
Interesting. I lost my train of thought on that. Holy shit.
Well, you know what's really interesting? Not one time, I thought for sure we were going to do it, but not one time did we ever run into each other passing by or anything.
Oh, yeah. Again, I didn't know where you're going because not one time did you do it or did you run into each other.
Yeah. Like, yep. So, yeah. Dude, I just, every time I was down there, the only issue was me wanking it. I knew no one else was going to be down there, but what if he's riding his bike down as I'm wanking it? Boom, he sees me, Johnson in hand, sitting on a tree log.
You're sitting down for this?
Yeah.
I can't sit down for that.
There was a nice little tree stump there. I just, you know, just popped a squat. There you go.
Well, that sounds like you had a nice little childhood there.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. But I got tired of it. It was like three porns. So after beating off probably 15 times, I was like, holy shit, this is the same women. This is pretty shitty. Oh, well.
I hear you. Yeah, this is kind of disturbing at some level. Not really, but whatever. My dad's from Southern California.
Go ahead, I'm going to go pee.
Anyway, he told me that at one point he had dated this woman who was this Latino woman that was very attractive. And she had gotten and she had done a spread for, I think it was Penthouse. And so he told me that story. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess. You know, you dated this banging hot Penthouse model. That's really something else there, Pop. But the funny part to me was, it was disturbing at the time. It's not disturbing anymore. But he had pictures. So there I was, standing there. I'm, I don't know, 15, 16 years old, talking with my father about hot women, learning that he dated this woman, this very attractive woman. And then within a matter of a handful of minutes, there I was looking at the picture. And I know he banged this chick back in the day, so it just made it really weird that that happened. And in the moment, it was completely surreal. So,
I understand 100%. I'm not going to lie. I didn't hear a fucking thing he said. I just got back.
Basically, my dad dated a chick that ended up in Penthouse. He told me about it, and I was like, that's neat. And then he showed me naked pictures of her, which I thought was a little disturbing.
Oh, very creepy, but at the same time, kind of awesome. Props. Kudos.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was not like he married her. It wasn't my mom or anything.
Yeah, kudos to your pa.
Kudos. Them goddamn kudos.
Yeah, maybe this dang old redneck would sound a little bit better with some good audio.
Yeah, we got some good fucking audio now, don't we?
Yep.
So, keep it going.
All right, here we go. Tim's going probably some pee-pee now, too. So, here we are. Welcome, everybody. This is Calvin Cast. Today, we're going to be talking about how fucking awesome I am. I was pumping iron the other day. I'm just fucking kidding. I don't pump iron. Sorry, I took a drink there. I'm probably, without a doubt, the scrawniest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life. Like, I am twig skinny, if you all haven't seen me, if you don't know me. Why the fuck am I even telling you this? You all know me. You know I'm fucking scrawny as shit. I don't know. I'm just fucking bored, you know? Let's talk. So, what do you want to talk about? Really? It's actually pretty depressing. I keep wanting to go to the gym, and every time I want to go to the gym, I have a cigarette, and then I fucking don't want to go to the gym anymore. I've been smoking since I was fucking 15, and it's really taking a toll on my life. I need to stop that, so if there's any little chitlins out there that's thinking about lighting up a cigarette, don't fucking do it, because if you do, you're fucking stupid. That's all I got to say about that. Thank God. Tim's on his fucking way back. Coming to save me. Yeah, I was talking about me smoking and how I need to go work out, but every time I have a cigarette, I don't want to, so.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That was one of those transcendent pisses. Like, normally I can gauge, like, yeah, I probably got, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds left based on the feelings you get. But it was one of those where it was just kind of numb. My whole bladder, so I was pissing, and I honestly had no idea when it was going to end. I was merely a facilitator. I was bringing my dick to the toilet bowl. I had no part in it. Yep. I was just standing there.
I love it. I love it when that happens.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yep. And what I don't like is when it burns. That's also a joke.
Well, you know, good thing there's penicillin shots. All right. So.
After a while... whenever I say stupid shit like that, eventually you guys are going to catch on, and I don't have to say that was a joke anymore, and I can't wait till that day comes.
I don't think you got to say that now.
Yeah, fuck it. All right, then. But what if people honestly think that I've got STDs and like banging dead guys and, you know, shit like that?
Well, then you are a very interesting person to listen to.
Yeah, cool. All right, then. I just hope I don't fucking get thrown into a mental.
No, ward. That wouldn't happen. This is the podcast universe.
Oh yeah, I hate podcasts.
Nobody's gonna throw you in jail unless you're like, hey, I murdered a guy.
Yeah.
Fucking fucked his dead body and set him on fire.
Oh Jesus!
And then there's a pile of bones somewhere your fucking. Somehow you have left some evidence behind. Anyway, I've gone too far.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
Glad to say that I have never. Oh fuck.
Are you gonna say that I've never fucked a dead guy?
No.
As if there's a challenge to not doing that.
Let's move on. Let's move on. I'm not banging dead guys, okay? Let's just go on to our next. Ooh, speaking of banging dead guys, I think we should do our FMK now.
FMK, yeah. I don't. There's not really dead guys, but I
dear
guess
dear Jesus, you are fucking not excited enough about this one. There aren't any dead people, but I led two episodes ago. I banged a dead dude, so let's fucking talk about some FMK here.
Okay, FMK tonight is the battle of late night musicians. Late night is in late night talk shows.
Oh God!
So we decided we're gonna do. Well, we're not gonna do. We haven't decided yet, but our three contestants, if you will, are Paul Schaefer. I think his name's Schaefer from the Letterman Show. The bald Canadian there, eh?
Paul Schaefer with the fucking stupid ass glasses he wears. Like Ringo Starr fucking shades every night.
Right. And then we got the incomparable Max Weinberg.
Max Weinberg.
Formerly of the Max Weinberg 7 from Conan.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know. The name sounded familiar and he looked familiar. Turns out he was the drummer for Bruce Springsteen as well. So there's a little tidbit for you. Stick that in your pipe and fucking smoke it.
Still is the drummer of Springsteen.
Still is. There you go.
Started with him back in the 70s, I think.
And then
finally, and this is a group deal.
Oh.
But it counts as one.
Yep.
We've got the Roots.
Oh, the Roots.
I think there's like eight guys. 7 to 9 guys. I think it's 8, though.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Are all of them black or just most of them?
No, they're all black.
All of them black with some nappy hair. These guys, in my opinion, are the funniest guys, though, out of Schaefer. We'll get into that later. Are they any relation to Nappy Roots, rap group?
I don't know.
You remember that group?
I remember the name. I don't really remember the group, per se.
Oh, yeah, Nappy Roots. I listened to their first CD, and then their second CD was shit.
Oh, that usually happens.
Yep.
Okay.
What the fuck are you... Huh?
Go, by all means.
So, yeah, here we go. You want to go first or me?
I'll go first.
All right.
All right, Paul Schaefer, Max Weinberg, and the Roots. All right, I think I'm going to fuck Max Weinberg because, it's not really because I choose to fuck him. It ties into the rest of my decisions. It's a lack of another decision. I'm going to fuck Max Weinberg because I'm going to kill Paul Schaefer. I fucking hate Paul Schaefer. He's annoying. He looks like a little penis. Actually, Calvin looks kind of like a little penis with his head shaved like that.
Looking like a big
but he's annoying. Never been funny. His one-liners are awful. And so I'm going to kill him, which means... I'm marrying the Roots, which means I have to fuck Max Weinberg. But I'm marrying the Roots for two key reasons. One, if you got to be married to a dude, you might as well get alternatives because you're getting multiple men in this situation, which that sounds terrible to even think.
I have no fucking clue what you mean by that. Are you saying you'd rather bang 7 dudes? Because
in this hypothetical world... You got to. It's all dudes. No matter what you're doing, you're fucking dudes, right?
Okay.
So it's like being on an island with only dudes for 50 years, or being in prison. A lot of dudes go for the switch, if you will.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining in this world, if I've got to go through with this, that there's going to be some sort of relationship there. But it's not even that you're getting alternatives. It's more importantly, it's 8 large black dudes with money. So. You're in an entourage now. and you're the token white guy, and you're their husband.
God, that's
so
brilliant.
You're getting protection, and you're also at the edge of hip-hop and the culture, so it's just going to be more fun.
Dude, I never thought of that way before. See, this is why we do FMKs, because totally different perspectives on life. Do you want me to go with what I would have done, or do you want me to change my mind because of your brilliant fucking conversation piece?
Let's go with both.
All right. What I would have done prior to Tim's brilliant explanation was I would have killed the Roots, because there's a urban myth going around that there's like 7 black guys. At least one of them's got a fucking schlong the size of fucking Sweden. So I don't want to die from an anus infection. That would be terrible. Like, he just ripping my asshole apart. That sounds like a bad idea.
Now, would you want him to go first or last? I mean, that's a real humdinger right there.
So would you rather go little to big or big to little?
Because, see,
line them up.
If you go little to big, you're getting more, but you're getting a progressive stretch. So you're not going the stitches route.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd definitely go little to big, because you kind of. What the fuck? How the fuck are we talking about this?
Hey, you brought it up.
God damn it. Yeah, okay, fine. Anyway, I'm killing the fucking Roots because I don't want 7 dicks in my butthole. How about that one?
At once? Actually, that wouldn't even be possible.
Ow. Okay, anyway.
Airtight.
As we were saying, see, and that was a tough decision because Paul Schaefer, I don't like him either. I never fucking liked that dude. He's not funny. What's he do? Play on a fucking keyboard? Is that his specialty?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah. Dude, his one-liners are shit. If the Roots weren't in there, if I didn't have to choose between Paul Schaefer and 7 dudes, I'd probably choose to kill Paul Schaefer. Just because I never liked that guy.
So then where does Max Weinberg fall into that?
So, I would fuck Paul Schaefer. Just
think he's got a little dick because he's a little tiny guy.
Little dick, and I want to thrust just to get him feeling the pain.
You want to thrust him and make him hurt.
Bring the noise. Yeah. Yeah, I want to thrust him to make him feel pain.
All right. What if he really enjoys that?
I would do everything in my power to make sure that he doesn't enjoy it.
Wow, that's pretty intense stuff right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, he's not going to enjoy this at all. That's basically what I'm getting at here, is Paul Schaefer is going to show up the next night on Letterman crying, and they're going to be like, Paul, what's wrong, man? He's going to be like, nothing.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what I'm hoping to do to Paul Schaefer. And then...
Go ahead.
And then I would definitely marry Max Weinberg, because Bruce Springsteen is fucking badass, and I could hang out with Bruce Springsteen and wouldn't have to fuck all 7 of them, or however many of them there are.
What if you had to fuck the E Street Band just to hang out with Bruce Springsteen?
That wasn't in the FMK.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
If I had to choose, do I have to choose something else? No, I wouldn't choose to fuck any dude.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Forget it.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. I lost my train of thought here.
Sorry. That's all right.
Yeah. So I only have to bang one dude to hang out with people who sing fucking Born in the USA. How awesome is that?
That's pretty fucking awesome.
However, the Roots, I'd have to bang all 7 of those. No, thank you. You can get trashier women, I think, at the Max Weinberg concerts than you can at the Roots. And you all know how much I love them trashy women.
Well, you just got to keep it up with the country concerts, man.
Yeah.
Trashy, high-end, just great-looking women everywhere.
Oh, speaking of which, yeah, I went to, what the fuck? I don't even know. What's that stupid bitch that sings about keying cars and shit like that?
I don't know.
God, I fucking hate her. What's Miranda Lambert, I think is her name.
Oh, yeah, a little short blonde chick.
Yeah, it fucking drives me fucking crazy.
Really?
Because, dude, see what happens if you key my fucking car. Your ass is going to prison, or you're getting the shit kicked out of you. It's not going unpunished, I guarantee it.
Yeah, I don't think there's prison for that, unless it's...
Really?
For keying a car?
Oh, yeah, she'd have to pay for the damage.
Sure,
but she doesn't sing about that in the song, about how then he called the police and she had to pay for everything, and... She was like, well, he was cheating on me. And then the cops go, were you fucking married? Then what the fuck difference does it make? Shut your fucking mouth, whore.
Wow.
Where does that go into the song?
That is interesting. Shit.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
Miranda Lambert, I went to one of her shows with my wife because she had an extra ticket and... Regrettably, I had fucking nothing to do. I tried the excuse I wanted to stay home and clip my toenails, and it didn't fucking work. So, yeah, I had to go with her to this Miranda Lambert concert.
Awful. At least there was probably hot women.
However, yes, that's what I'm getting at. Dude, I had no joke had a Woody there for at least 45 minutes.
Probably should have got that checked out.
No, I'm not fucking kidding, dude. This is a legitimate reason for a 45-minute Woody with no sexy time. This is as soon as we stepped into the Hearn Center, which is in Columbia, Missouri, there were a bunch of trashy women with short skirts, with a cleavage hanging out. I could not, I'm with my wife, I'm trying to look left and right, and I just straight up told her, I was like, look, I'm not going to stop browsing the entire night,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't help it, and there was actually this chick that was in front of us that was hitting on me with my wife right next to me, and I couldn't do a fucking thing about it.
Oh, you should have.
No, I couldn't have. All right?
I'm just fucking around.
Yeah, it was actually the most torturing experience I have ever experienced in my life. What the fuck? That's two experiences and one fuck. Three now. Fuck you. I don't need your shit. I'm here to fucking rock a podcast. What the fuck were we talking about? Me crying at a Miranda Lambert concert because I can't bang anybody. That's what I'm crying about.
That is a shame.
So, yeah, how far are we into this bad son of a bitch? 59 minutes. You guys are doing all right. You guys doing all right tonight? Cockamamie. Hey, we're back. Oh, I shouldn't say that because you guys don't even fucking know that we just paused that shit until I just said that.
Yeah, that's true. So, we're here. I was having a little hard time staying awake. I don't know if it was because I was tired or Calvin's long disposition on what dude he wanted to fuck kind of bored me. Either way.
Probably because you were tired, because I know everybody's into what dude I want to bang next.
That's true. Who wouldn't want to know?
Ah, Jesus.
Damn. It's a fire.
Fucking flicking old dimes across the table.
I don't even think they'll hear it.
I don't know. We'll see this new audio.
These bad mammy jammies.
Ah, yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah, I really came through in the clutch on this situation.
Yeah, talk about coming through in the clutch.
This new mixer technology we have. Well, it's not new technology. It's just new to us.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it because the first two sounded like we were basically sitting in a fucking bathtub together.
Yep.
Which, wow, that's weird.
We might have been.
Yeah, you don't know. Fuck.
Yeah. Shit.
You know, what are you going to do?
So, yeah, if you turned your buddies onto this podcast and they go, yeah, I don't fucking know these guys. This thing sounds like shit. Please bring them back because we got some audio shit now and we're ready to do this for real.
That's right. For reals. For reals, Holmes. Yeah, don't you kill to me.
Yeah, Holmes.
Anyway.
I can't speak like an Espanolo.
Oh, dude, I can do every accent on fucking Earth.
I can't.
It's pretty amazing. But I always resist the temptation because I always feel like I'm going to offend somebody.
Yep.
Because God forbid, you know,
It's all people do anymore. Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Go fuck yourself.
Do people do that now?
They fuck. That's all they fucking do.
God.
People suck. I hate them.
Yeah, fuck you, people.
I'm not a big people fan. The right people, sure. I like people that way. But
yeah, dude, I am telling you. Like, there was this one time I walked into the city museum here in St. Louis.
Oh, God.
There were so many kids around. Like, I walked in with my wife and another couple, and I look at this other dude that's sitting around, and I look at him. He looks at me. And I just look at my wife and I go, I'm not doing this. I'm fucking leaving. And we just left.
Yeah, we went one time. I got two kids, and they were littler at the time. And they're still pretty little. So they have this big, long staircase kind of thing, and also an elevator. And they got this big slide. Anyway, it's in this old building. So I'm carrying both my boys up, one in each arm, and I'm kind of close to the edge. And this little fucking kid, he must have been like 9, 10 years old, came running down and bumped into me really hard, and I almost went over the side with my kids, basically. I mean, that's a slight exaggeration. I caught myself and everything, but if I hadn't been paying attention, like looking the other way, very good chance I could have dropped one or both of my kids and maybe even myself, fallen over. So I was pretty pissed, and that's the first time I can remember legitimately wanting to hurt a little kid.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like I wanted to, like, tell off his parents or, you know, belt him or something. I just wanted to trip him and watch his leg come out of his fucking skin. But that's terrible. So,
amen to that. That's not terrible. You know, that's legit.
Yeah.
I was in there for about 2 minutes. And during that 2 minutes, I probably had, like, 6 kid brush along my Johnson. So if you want
it come true, huh?
So if you... God, no. So, hey, shitty police officers, if you're listening, wanting to bust some dude for touching fucking kids, all you got to do is show up to the city museum and grab every fucking parent that's in there. And, basically fill up your jails with petter asses because the kids are actually touching the parents, not vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Are we talking about pedophilia here? God damn.
Yeah, it's always something with you, isn't it?
There I am again, fucking
gotta be fucking something. I think it's repression of some sort with you.
Yeah, could be. I don't fucking know.
It's like the lack of a variety of experiences has made you just...
I think that could be it. Why don't you guys send me a fucking check or something so I can go see a psychiatrist for free? Then we can figure out what the fuck's wrong with me.
Yeah, not a bad idea. We're going to end this shortly. I want to emphasize quite a bit about the whitetrashcast@gmail.com. It's actually just whitetrashcast, not the whitetrashcast.
Yeah, just no spaces, no nothing. And we're also on Facebook, no spaces, once again, whitetrashcast. And we're also on Twitter, on the twatter.
Yeah, the old twatter.
So give us a twat.
Yes, give us a twat.
Do you really want me to say it again? Fucking white trash cast without the fucking in it. Common sense, people.
Yeah, I think now it's pretty much for non-performers there.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. White trash cast, no fucking spaces. Stop fucking asking me about it. Everything is white trash cast, no spaces, because nobody wants to come out with something called the white trash. So...
only us, only us. And again, any kind of email will do. Hateful, very critical, whatever you got. Looking forward to hearing it.
Yep, and I think it's about time to sign off now.
That's right. So third white trash cast in the bag. So go eat a dick.
I wish I could bag some more trashes.
That's right. So until next time, keep thinking about me in your fucking dreams.
Yep. Smell you later, bro. Suck my dick.